It just gets me excited to know that my God right now is waiting to see how we come into agreement with what he has willed to do. And when we come into agreement with whatever he has willed to do, God will do as he has promised according to his word. What a joy and a privilege it is to be working together with our God to see his will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. It just gets me excited to know that there are men and women of God that are given to prayer, that believe not only that there is a God in heaven, but a God who hears, not only a God who hears, but a God who answers, a God who has the power, a God who has the will to do according to our prayer, which is in divine alignment with his will. And God deemed prayer to be so important that even his son that he sent to the earth always prayed. Even the disciples had to inquire of him, "Master, Rabbi, teach us how to pray," because they saw the significant role that prayer played in his life. Somebody say hallelujah. I just said all that just to get you revved up, but we are not just wasting time, but we are on divine assignments and divine timing with regards to our prayer. So I hope you're ready. You get your seatbelt on and your spirit is engaged, because God is about to invade our space. Hallelujah. 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 He said he will give us the Holy Spirit, who will not only lead us, but he will lead us into a place where we are going to know all truth. The Spirit of God, who knows the mind and the will of our God. We know that who can know all things about God but the Spirit of God. And the things that we know about God are the things that are revealed by the Spirit of truth. He doesn't lie. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm just telling you, there's something in the atmosphere tonight. It must be because there's a new month that is turning over. Jesus help me. Hallelujah. I feel the excitement in the room that we are about to engage with our Heavenly Father. Now you and I know always, I always open up our prayer by declaring that indeed we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name that is above any other name. We are coming to the mercy seat, oh God, the seat of grace, not coming in our own strength, but we are coming in the strength of our Lord and Savior. And as Father, as we come boldly before the throne of grace, we know that we are not coming in our own righteousness, because our own righteousness is as filthy rags before you. But Father, we come in the righteousness of the one who died and rose again on the third day, the one who's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And Father, we echo the words that David said in the days of old, that Father, hear our prayer tonight, attend to our supplication. And Father, we present every man, every woman who is on the prayer line with us, even those that are going to be listening in days to come, we present ourselves before you by the way of Romans 12 verse number 1 as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to you, O God, which is our reasonable service. We present ourselves, O God, and say, have your way. Have your way, O God, have your way. And when everything is said and done, O God, no flesh, no man shall glory in your presence, O God, because all glory and all honor and all praise, they belong to you, not only because you deserve it, O God, but because you are worthy and you are worthy of it all. We pray for every man, every woman, whatever need they have, O God. You know the needs. You have already made a way. You have already made provision. You have already made a way for healing, a way for transformation, a way for deliverance, a way for salvation. And we say, God, do what God can only do in their lives. Move mountains out of the way. Those whose foundations must be discovered, let them be shaken. Valleys that must be raised up in their lives, O God, be done according to your word. crooked places, O God, that must be made straight. We say, let it be according to your word. For everything in the earth, O God, is designed to respond to your word. Therefore, we declare, God, every situation you are going to address tonight, God, it has to change in their lives. Chains are going to break at their own accord because they have no authority to be holding them bound. Demonic principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness that have desired to establish authority and government in their lives. Oh God, tonight we say there's only but one spirit. There's only but one God. And he is the one who is to rule and reign in our lives, O God, even in the lives of those that are here with us tonight. Join us, O God, so we can be in one mind, in one spirit, and in one accord. Let our attention be not on our afflictions. Let our attentions be not on our pain nor our present struggles. But God, let our attention and our focus be on you, for you are the only one that matters at this moment. Because, O God, indeed the heavens are your throne and the earth is your footstool. Everything that is in the earth, O God, belong to you, even they that dwell therein, they are yours. The earth, O God, you gave to the sons of man. You gave them dominion, authority, and power over the works of your hands. Oh, how marvelous and gracious you are. We thank you, O God, for that grace, that unmerited favor that you bestowed upon us, O God, not because we earned it, nor because we deserved it, but because you are full of grace and mercy. You extended that grace to us, O God, not only for us to say we are favored of the Most High God, but Father, your grace, the one that you said is sufficient. Your grace, O God, that said it will help us in the time of trouble. When the enemy comes in like a flood, it is by your grace that we are able to be sustained. But, O God, you declared by your word and deed that your name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, O God, and they are safe. We thank you for revealing those things we've hidden for generations that you are revealing in our lifetime. You are the one, O God, who spoke by the prophet Zechariah when you said, O God, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, O God. Holy Spirit, move, O Holy Spirit, move tonight. Quicken our hearts, quicken our minds, quicken our spirits. For we cannot do this on our own. We cannot pray in the flesh and prevail. For we do not know what to pray or what to ask for or how to pray. But Holy Spirit, you are the one who has been making intercession for generations. You know what is appealing to God. And you know what is required of us. Bring us now into alignment in the name of Jesus. Our minds are cleansed. We are set. Our affections are set on our God. And we say now, let thy kingdom come, O God, and let thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. For your praise and for your glory, in heaven there is provision, for you are the all-sufficient God. We declare that, God, every need that is here, you have brought provision, O God. Wherever there is pain, there is healing. Wherever there is loss, there is restoration. Where there is death, there is resurrection. Where there has been hopelessness, O God, we speak hope. The hope that is in Christ, the hope of glory, we release it now upon their lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are going through a season of warfare, a season of chaos and confusion, we declare that the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding is coming over them now, without measure, in the name of Jesus. That God, that peace is not coming by the hand of man, but that peace is coming from God. That peace that abides inside of them, oh God, that they can be at peace in the midst of the storm, knowing that your hand, oh God, covers them. Your hand, oh God, carries them. If they have to endure the storm for a season, oh God, we declare and we decree that the storm will run its course, but they will not be destroyed, and they will not be shaken in terms of their faith, but their faith will be strengthened. And Father, you are the one who declared by your word that all things work together for the good for them that love you and are the called according to your purposes, O God. Therefore, whatever affliction, we declare that it is working for their good. And Father, your word goes on further to tell us, O God, that there are going to be many afflictions to the righteous. But Father, you said you will deliver them from them all. And you went on further to declare, O God, that the afflictions of the present time, of the present moment, are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall yet be revealed in us, O God. Therefore, we stand strong and steadfast, O God, that our afflictions of this present time will not separate us nor move us from the love of God. Your word declared, O God, that neither height nor depth, nor spirit nor principality shall be able to separate us from the love of God. We are grateful that your love is being shared abroad in our hearts, O God, not by the hand of man, but by the hand of God. For man would require us to pay a fortune to obtain salvation, but God, the full price for our salvation and our redemption was paid for by the blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. Therefore, God, we appropriate that blood in our lives. We appropriate every blessing that is obtained by the blood of Jesus. We say it belongs to us because we were bought for and paid for by the blood of Jesus. Our redemption is not short, but our redemption is full. Somebody say hallelujah. That means the devil is not owed anything by God, is not owed anything by Christ, because the blood of Jesus made a full payment. Somebody say hallelujah. It made a full payment for your redemption, not only for the redemption of your soul, but the blood of Jesus made a way. You know, sometimes you are praying, and as you are praying, you just see the scripture flying at you. As I was saying, that the blood of Jesus did not just pay the price for your redemption. It did not guarantee, did not only guarantee that there is going to be a place for you when eternity comes, but the blood of Jesus made a way that John 10:10 might be fulfilled in your life. The second close of that verse where it says, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. I'm telling you, there is life in God that no other man can give you. There is life in God that no silver nor gold will be able to give into your life, because this is life everlasting. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. Your God is a God who always goes the extra mile. Now, when I say your God always goes the extra mile, you have to understand that your God is the one who is able to keep you in the storm. Your God is the one who is able to cause you to be victorious in every battle that you are engaged in. You are going to be engaged in a battle, but know this for sure, from the book of Revelation to the book of Genesis backwards and Genesis to Revelation, your God has never ever lost a battle. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm so grateful that the God who is fighting for me has never lost a battle, that the God who is fighting for me, his name is Victory. Now that simply means this. Now his word declares that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want to say it again. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because because your God, the one who clothes himself in garments of war, is fighting for you. He's not only fighting for you on the front end of the battlefield, but he is also your shield. He is defending you. He is the one who is able to set a hedge of protection around you. As I just say that verse, as I just say the statement that he is able, I just saw Psalm 138 verse number 8 coming and saying, he will perfect everything that concerns you. Not only is he watching over you, not only is he fighting for you in the battlefield, not only is he your shield, but your God is also perfecting everything that concerns you. That means on the home front, you are covered. Your sons and your daughters, they are covered. I'm telling you tonight, this God is stirring up somebody's spirit tonight in the prophetic dimension. You are going to release prophetic words over your sons and your daughters, and you are going to see those words come to pass. And then God's grace is going to allow you to declare some words in the lives of your great children, grandchildren, even in the lives of your great great grandchildren you will never see in this lifetime. But the words you the words you declare are going to preserve them. The word that God says, I will perfect everything that concerns you, your bloodline, your genealogy, God, your posterity, God is going to cover because of the word you are declaring concerning them. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't you know that God told Abraham that for 400 years they are going to be serving in Egypt, but I am going to bring them out? God made a promise to Abraham when Abraham was long gone. Anybody hearing me here? When Abraham was long gone, God still did not forget the promise he made to Abraham. Can I just tell somebody here tonight, your God is not only a promise making God or a promise giving God, but your God is a promise keeper. That has to get you excited. He is a promise keeper. That's why David could say, I've been young, now I'm old, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. I'm telling you, because of your divine positioning with God, your level of divine alignment, there are some things that God is going to perform for your sake when you are long gone. When God's going to perform some things for your sake when you are long gone, don't you know the reason why Solomon remained on the throne until the day of his death? It was because God had made a promise to David. Anybody hearing me here tonight? God made a promise to David that as long as the earth shall remain, there shall always be somebody sitting on the throne of David forever. David was long gone, but throughout the generations, there was always a man from the bloodline of David sitting on the throne. God was still faithful to David even when David was long gone. That means God is going to be faithful to the promises he's giving you. He is going to be faithful to the words he's telling you even when you are long gone. You may have forgotten, but your God neither sleeps nor slumbers. Your God does not suffer memory loss. Anybody hear me here tonight? Your God does not forget. Your God remembers. All his promises to you are forever before him, and at the appointed time, God is not going to make an excuse, but God is going to perform his word. Anybody hearing me? That just got me excited to know that there are things God promised me that I may have forgotten, but he has not forgotten, and at the appointed time, some things are going to sprout from the ground because of the promise God gave whilst I was still in my youth, in my faith. Anybody hearing me here tonight? May God quicken your faith tonight. May God quicken your joy. May God strengthen your expectation and raise up your level of hope that your God is going to do exactly what he said he is going to do. And for some of you, I know you have become experts in dealing with the generational curses, but I declare that there is a dimension of revelation being opened into your life now, that you are going to begin to understand the power of generational blessings. You are going to be calling the blessings of the Lord upon the generations that may have been missed, but you need them now in your lifetime. You are going to say, God, that blessing that you said is coming into my bloodline, I want it now. I am ready. No more generational curses, oh God, but the blessings of the Lord that maketh the rich and add no sorrow with them. May they be made manifest in my life. Whatever has been lacking in the days of old that I need now, let the gateways of heaven be open and let that provision come into my life. That mantle that you bestowed upon our bloodline, we claim it now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that wisdom that you placed in our bloodline that ought to be our inheritance, we call it forth now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the prosperity you said is ours in our bloodline, we call it forth now in the name of Jesus. God, whatever the enemy has stolen, whatever was taken away throughout the generations that we need, we declare that there is a law of restoration and a law of restitution. And Father, we make an appeal in the courts of heaven. We know who the thief is, oh God, and we point him out. Let the law of restoration now be invoked in the name of Jesus. Oh God, generational blessings being restored, generational wealth being restored, generational peace being restored, generational mantles, oh God, being given back to us in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. I declare that whatever was stolen from you by the way of inheritance, tonight we declare a restitution in the name of Jesus. Restoration coming. The Bible says when the enemy is caught, the thief is caught, there has to be a sevenfold return. Somebody say hallelujah. You are divinely positioned to receive a restoration of joy. Today I declare that God, there is a turning. The shame that was in the bloodline that the enemy has put in to be an inheritance, today God, we disavow, we disown, oh God, that shame, that guilt, and that pain. Your word says, oh God, there is an exemption. You said, oh God, if a man walks uprightly before you all his days, the bird, the curse will not find a landing place in their lives. We declare, oh God, by the way of that exemption, let generational curses, oh God, be broken. Every illegal activity that the enemy has desired to perpetrate in our lives, tonight we declare by the blood of Jesus, it is over, it is over, it is over. Oh God, there may have been innocent blood shed in our bloodline in generations before us because of ignorance or whatever they were involved in. But oh God, tonight we say the blood of Jesus silence every voice that has been crying out against us. The blood of Jesus silence every blood that has been crying out for death and destruction concerning us, oh God. Every demonic covenant that was entered into by our forefathers, oh God, we renounce tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every vow of poverty that was taken, oh God, by our forefathers, oh God, tonight we renounce in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every vow that was taken to bring illegal wealth and prosperity in the bloodline, tonight we renounce in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every false source of power that was established in the bloodline by generations before, we renounce in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, barasoko bosheda baradi brombirikia bahai. God, every article of association that was entered into by generations before concerning our bloodline. Tonight, O God, we revoke in the name of Jesus. O God, we renounce every ordinance. We renounce every covenant. We renounce every vow. We declare and we decree that we are now under the blood of Jesus. A new bloodline, a new blood runs in our veins, O God. Even our names, O God, they are not linked to the old, but they are linked to the of the Emmanuel's veins. The blood that runs in his veins, O God, now is in us. It covers us, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just telling you, there's something that's about to change. Father, every door that was opened by generations before, allowing for pride to enter into our bloodline, we renounce, O God, that vow, and we command that door shut now in the name of Jesus for your praise and for Boshere Biku Prosobo Mabrake Dezarabaku Shobada Didia Basander. God, every altar that they worshipped on in the days of old that is not of God, we declare that that altar has no power over our lives. It has no authority to speak in our lives. Faba Resobo Kusharaba. Somebody say hallelujah. Bando Prosodo Bakai. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you, O God, for the new programming that is being done in our lives, O God. A new program of execution that is being established in our lives, O God. Every satanic programming, O God, that was put in our DNA, we abort its execution now in the name of Jesus, O God. And we declare that there is a new code that is about to run over Shada Banderia Ba. That new court said we are the chosen, the elect of God. Oh Shabade Sarabandera. We are no longer aliens from God, but we have been reconciled with our God. We know that our identity is not found in what man has spoken, but our identity is in God. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We renounce every system that has shaped your foundation and your faith that is not of God. We renounce it now in the name of Jesus, O God. And Father, we repent, O God, for anything we entered into willingly or unwillingly, knowingly and unknowingly, O God, that we entered into that is contrary to your will for our lives, O God. We repent and we say, God, forgive us for our ignorance. Forgive us for our foolishness, O God. That bring us back, O God, to a place where the enemy has no legal authority to operate in our lives. Your blood, O God, comes and cleanses the seat of our conscience, O God. It is against you and against you, O God, that we sinned, O God. Therefore, we ask for your forgiveness. You said, O God, if we repent, O God, if we believe and we confess, O God, you are faithful to forgive. There is forgiveness being released tonight, O God, in the lives of your people, that, oh God, they are being brought into favor with God, and because they are being brought into favor with God, they will find favor with men. I know that, oh God, some have found themselves in places where there is great dishonor taking place in their lives, not because of their choosing, not because of their doing, but because they were birthed into a particular bloodline. They are not complaining, nor are we complaining, oh God, but we know that you brought us into the kingdom for such a time as this. It was by your design that you chose for us to be alive in this time and in this hour, in along and away from this bloodline, because you knew that our generation will know the face of God. Our generation will come to a place of repentance and call upon the name of the Lord, and the Lord will change the bloodline. Therefore, for God, we cry out now, oh God, as the present custodians of the bloodline. We say, God, come, wash and cleanse, break things of old, oh God, and start things anew. Somebody say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There may have been patterns of dysfunction in your bloodline, but it ends with you. You are going to be the exception from this day upward, from this day onward. That pattern comes to an end. Pattern of and patterns of disobedient children, it comes to an end. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm just telling you, I'm seeing God go dig deeper in your bloodline. Issues of anger, may God deal with tonight in the name of Jesus. Brosoko, levels of rage, may God deal with tonight in the name of Jesus. It does not belong to you. It is a voice crying out from generation to say, I have established myself as one of anger and resentment, but tonight we declare that you have no authority to speak anymore. We voice, you shall no longer speak concerning this bloodline, but Yeshua HaMashiach, Rabba Soko Rabba Nanda Rabba Seria. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel something shifting in your bloodline. I feel something shifting in your home, shifting in the in the lives of your sons and your daughters, because you have chosen, you were chosen by God to stand in the gap now. Their lives are about to change. Some of them were on the verge of divorce because that pattern was about to show itself. But we say, be silent now. That pattern, that form is broken. Something new is rising. Something new is stepping in. Something new, something new, something new, something new. Oh, rise up, O Kabasekiaba. Rabandobrosokobo Shakata Badia Robosi. Rebekiando Roboshoko Rabatisia Kabadayabisi. Magedia Dosa Bagadaya Brodoboko Sharabandaria Dada. Rebaka. Something new, God, tonight. Release it now for your praise and for your glory. In the name of our Savior. A new day is dawning. A new pattern is being set. A new form is being established. Hi, Boko Rabasi. Psalm 24 says, lift up your heads, all your gates, that the King of glory may enter in. Tonight we lift our heads. We open the gates, the ancient gates of our bloodlines. We say, King of glory, enter in. King of glory, enter in. King of glory, enter in. In the name of Jesus. Let there be an outbreak of the supernatural in our bloodline. An outbreak of miracles in our bloodline. We call forth for great men and women of God in our bloodline. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just seeing sometimes in life, God will raise up some people to come and being joined into your bloodline. They come and become a part of your life, because God wants to use them as catalysts, to use them as agencies or agents that are going to bring about a significant change in your life. even the life of generations to come. He's bringing them into your life. And what I remember as I'm speaking, I remember the story in the Bible of a man called David. David was anointed to be king, but David was running for his life. David in the cave of Adullam cried unto God, God, I look around, there's nobody, I'm on my own. And God answered David's prayer and brought to David not only his family, but men of ill reputation, men who were not going anywhere. But they hooked up with David because what was in David was going to bring out the best that was in them. Anybody hearing me? Because of what was in David and them coming into alignment with David and submitting the leadership of David, they literally changed their bloodlines. Anybody hearing me? Because they were no longer, all the children that were going to be born from them were no longer going to be children of ill men of ill reputation, broken and disgusted. But they were going to be children of the mighty men of David. Anybody hearing me? Oh, I'm telling you, is don't give up on God. Walk with God. He is about to change you. He is about to change your bloodline. He is about to change your identity. He is about to change your name. You shall no longer be called that woman who did not know anything, but you are going to be called a woman of God. Anybody hearing me? A woman of prayer, a woman of intercession, because that's what God is saying you shall be. And in your intercession, in your travail, there is so much more that's going to happen in the lives of your sons and your daughters. I know that for some of you, there had never been any ministers in your bloodline. But guess what? The new thing starts with you. It starts with you. You see, I often hear, people say, I got to church. I'm serving the Lord because of my grandmother. Anybody hearing me? I'm serving the Lord because my grandmother always used to pray for me. How did you learn how to pray? I used to hear my grandmother pray. When she was praying and I did not have any understanding, I used to laugh at her. But God was depositing all her prayers deep down in my heart, that the day when salvation came, it's like the well plug was opened and all the prayers I thought I was ignoring and not hearing, God now is causing them to rise in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have to understand, final thing with that, in regards to that, for something to happen, there always has to be a point of ignition. There always has to be a beginning point. There is always going to be a first. Anybody hearing me? There's always going to be a first. There may have never been a minister in your family, but there's an opportunity for somebody to be the first. Anybody hearing me? And there is no reason why God cannot choose you to be the first one in the name of Jesus. It goes even beyond just the spiritual semantics of it all or the spiritual dimension of life. There may have never been businessmen and women in your bloodline, but you are going to be the first one. And because you're going to be the first one, you are going to open gateways for many generations to tap in to what you've opened and what you've started. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every ceiling that has been set over you is breaking. Every limitation that has been set over you is breaking in the name of Jesus. Every boundary of limitation that has been imposed on you, it is breaking. In the name of Jesus. Confusion is desired to reign, but tonight, by the power of the blood of Jesus, we dethrone confusion from your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are some words that you have whispered to yourself. You have believed, but they are not of God. Those words have been establishing limitations in you because you believed them. You believe you are nobody, but God says you are somebody. You believe you have no purpose, but God says, I formed you with purpose in mind. You believe that you have gone nowhere, your life is not going anywhere. God is saying, I have opened a pathway for you to walk. Ask me, I will show you. He regards you so valuable that he even sent his angels to minister to you. Ministers under the heirs of salvation they are. He loves you. The world may tell you otherwise. But God loves you. And God is concerned about you. And he is working things in such a way that your life, you're going to love your life. I'm going to say it again. You are going to love your life. Because I'm telling you, everything that has God in it is better than anything. Anybody hearing me? I want to read some verses for you. I know that I didn't read any verses at the beginning, but I want to read some verses for you. I hope you don't mind. And in front of me here, I have the New International Version. I think. Yeah, that's what it is. New International Version. And I'm going to read some verses for you from the book of Zechariah. Is that okay? I'll read some verses for you from the book of Zechariah. Zechariah. I want to read a few verses for you from the book of Zechariah. And I should be done by the time that I'm done. In the book of Zechariah. I thought that would be interesting, the book of Zechariah. And I'm going to be in the third chapter in the book of Zechariah. In the third chapter of the book of Zechariah. I'm reading from the New International Version. It says, this is Zechariah speaking concerning Joshua, the high priest. It says, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. Hallelujah. The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, take off his filthy clothes. Take off his filthy clothes. Then he said to Joshua, see, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you. Then I said, put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you walk in obedience to me, and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing. Listen, High Priest Joshua, you and the associates that before you, who are men symbolic of things to come, I am going to bring my servant a branch. See the stone I have set in front of Joshua. There are seven eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. In that day, each of you will invite your neighbor to sit under your vine and fig tree, declares the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. See, I read that verse as to just to bring this point across. Joshua, the high priest, there were some sins in his life. Anybody hearing me? If you do a study on that, you will realize they were not just the things that maybe he had done in his life, but they were actually generational sins. Anybody hearing me? They were literally generational sins. Now there was about to be something happening in the courts of heaven concerning his elevation. God was about to do something in Joshua's life, but the devil had to bring an accusation against Joshua. Anybody hearing me? This is not Joshua from the book of Joshua in the times of Moses. This is Joshua after they came from the exile of Babylon. So he's standing there, and the enemy comes and says, "No, Lord, you cannot do what you are about to do, what you want to do in his life. You cannot give him a measure, a place of rule. You cannot give him charge over your courts. You cannot have him do the priestly role because there is sin in his life." Anybody hearing me? Oh. And this accusation wasn't a false accusation, because if you read the whole thing, you can actually see that there was sin. There was a garment of sin in his life. But the Bible says this is what God did. Instead of saying, "Joshua, I condemn you because of the accusation," God said, "I will take away the garment of sin." That is the grace of God. I will, instead of condemning you, instead of judging you as disqualified from what I want to do in your life, or not only what I want to do in your life, because remember how the priesthood worked in Israel. They were from the tribe of Levi. Anybody remember the Levitical priesthood, Aaronic priesthood? It was going to be their rightful inheritance. Anybody hearing me? So he was about to receive his generational inheritance, but the devil was saying, "No way, because there is a garment of sin in his life." God would have rightfully said, "I cannot do what I want to do in your life, because this accusation is not a false accusation. It is a true accusation." But God, full of grace, say to the people that were around him, "Take away the filthy garments off him. I am going to clothe him in new garments." Hallelujah. "I'm going to give him new garments." And he says, "Put the turban on his head. He's going to function fully in the priesthood, office of the priesthood." Even though there was sin in his life. But God says, God is the only one who is able to forgive us of our sins. Not only the ones we have committed, but even generational sins, which were giving the adversary divine right to operate in Joshua's life. But God saying, I will take away the garment of sin. I will clothe them in new garments of righteousness." Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So why did I read all this? Just to show you that your God is a gracious God. He's a merciful God. He will forgive, and every accusation that rises up against you, God will judge accordingly. But as God judges accordingly, the tables are in your favor, because it's full of grace. As God did for Joshua on that day, may God do so in your life today, in the name of Jesus. May God take away the garments of sin, clothe you in garments of righteousness, bring you into your rightful place as a priest of God, that you may render service to your God. And as you do, may the Lord give you a place of rule amongst those who are standing in his courts. God wants you to be exactly where you should be. He said, "I will make it the head and not the tail, above and not beneath." He wants to give you a place of government. He wants to give you a metron. He wants to give you a measure of rule. He will take away the filthy garments, but there is a condition that comes to your rulership. Walk in obedience to his commandments and his statutes, and God will bring you to that place of rule. And he makes it so easy. Can I just go this verse right here? I'm almost done. I hope you, I'm going to give you a verse from the book of Ezekiel. Can I do that? Ezekiel. Let me go to Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 36. Let me see what verse I want to give you here. If this Ezekiel 36, I am going to be in verse number 26. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me do verse number 24, from verse number 24. Ezekiel chapter number 36, from verse number 24. It says, "For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Hallelujah. "And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." You hear that? Joshua was told, follow my law. If you walk in obedience, and this is what Ezekiel was prophesying, "I will take away the heart of stone. I will give you heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you that you walk in obedience to my commandments and my statutes." Guess what? You are being given a place of rule because God has made a way for you to follow his rules, decrees, and judgments. Hallelujah. I thank God for his grace. I thank God. That's why when he says grace, his grace is sufficient. Well, I hope, can I give you homework before I go for the night, that you can just go and do whatever during the course of the day? I would like for you just to go and study the word grace. The word grace. Just go study the word grace. Some people just think about grace being unmerited favor. But there is so much more about grace that we need to discover. So much more about grace that we need to discover. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. So much more about grace that needs to be discovered. Because grace is not only unmerited favor, but grace is enabling power. Hallelujah. So God is so gracious. He wants you to walk in obedience. He has made provision for grace. Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord and the Finisher of our faith for allowing us to come together in prayer. We have called upon your name. You have heard our cry. We have declared your word. We have prayed. We will see change in days that are going to come. Because you are faithful to your word. You are watching over it carefully to perform it. We thank you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. But before we let you go for the night, I want to read one more verse for you. Is that okay if I read one more verse for you? I want to read for you the book of Numbers. I want to do the book of Numbers for you. Numbers 24, number 6 actually, it's number 6, verse number 24 to verse number 26. Number 6, verse number 24 to verse number 26. Numbers 4, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Number 6, give me a second here. Number 6, verse number 24 to verse number 26. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.